news this Easter Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's right. Don't forget we's on the radio every Sunday for Rinso.
Yes, sir. Lima Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Way, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Well, let's go back to yesterday, the day before Easter. At the moment, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has just entered the living room, hoping to get a favorable reaction from the Kingfish on her new Easter outfit.
Well, George, tell me, what do you think of this outfit? I bought it at a sale.
Before or after the fire?
George!
Of course, Sarah.
Well, to tell you the truth, now that I got it on, I ain't too happy about it myself. I can't understand it. When I seen this dress on the rack in the store, it looked perfectly beautiful.
Yeah, well, I guess the rack filled it out a little better than you does, huh?
Forget about the dress. But by the way, George, a special delivery letter come to you this morning from your Uncle Frank.
Oh, from a rich Uncle Frank who's got the money, huh?
You know, George, I ain't never met him, but he's the only decent relative you got.
Yeah, he's a nice fella, and he's loaded, too. Yeah, I love him.
It's a shame we never had no children, because he told you years ago that he gives $500 every time a member of the family has a baby.
Yeah, I remember he did tell me something. Yeah, I believe he did.
You know, there's a peculiar thing about his letter, George.
What's that?
He's arriving in New York tomorrow on business, and he's just going to be here a day. And it says in the letter that while he's here, he'd like to see the little one. What does he mean by that?
The little one? I'll tell you, honey, the last time I read him, I think your mama was staying with us. Yeah, yeah.
George, don't tell me in your letter that you called Mama the little one.
Well, I'll tell you, honey, that was before she over and blowed up like a hippopotamus.
George, by any chance, did you write your uncle that we had a baby so you could get $500 from him?
Who, me? Oh, no, Sapphire. Oh, how could you? Suspect me of doing a thing like that, honey.
Well, all right, George. You say you didn't, all right. I'm going in the bedroom and change my dress.
Yeah, put on something darker there, yeah. Why did I write that letter to my uncle saying that we had a baby? Why did I do it? Oh, me. I done spent the $500, too. I never want to rip that letter. I wonder if the government can get me for defrosting the mail. Yeah, Henry, that's the story. About 3 months ago, I was desperate for money, and to get $500, I writ my uncle that me and Sapphire done had a baby.
Oh, I see.
And now, when he comes to town tomorrow and finds out I done pulled a fast one on him, he gonna cut me out of his will.
Yes, that's serious. You know, being cut out of a rich uncle's will can be a painful piece of surgery.
Well, I figured on keeping him sightseeing the one day that he's in town here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping him on the move till the train time so he won't have time to get up to the house to see the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble is, I only got 35 cents. You can't sightsee much on that.
No, and I don't think that you'll be able to get any money out of our neutral friend Andy. No. He's got $50 on him, but he's planning on buying the Easter outfit.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's Easter. That'd be a nice thing. Wait a minute. Let me give you an idea there. We got some old suits in the back room of the lodge, all you?
Yes, that's right, Kingfish. We had a big clothing dryer for charity, and them was the suits that the charity turned down.
Look, Andy ain't a fussy type. With the right setup, I might sell him one of these old suits and raise enough money to take him all around town and show him the city.
Yes, well, you better give Andy a good sales talk, Kingfish, because them suits is pretty well frayed up.
Oh, it is, huh?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, on some of the cuffs of the sleeves, even the fraying is frayed.
Oh, yeah.
What is this sign that Kingfish got on the door of his office here? George Stevens, English clothier and haberdasher. By His Majesty, King Louis. Some tells me I oughtn't to go in here. I'll bet anything he ain't in the clothing business. Hi, Kingfish.
Oh, come in, Andy, come in. I was in the clothing business now.
By gosh, he is at that.
Pardon me, Andy, out of California, to Hollywood, California. I'll be with you just a minute.
Yes,
Mr. Mondew. When it comes to clothes, you was very meticulous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got some beautiful new materials in. Well, we got a lovely unfinished Worcestershire.
What was that you want?
The shark skin? Oh, certainly the best. I skinned the shark myself this morning.
Okay, Miss Mondew.
Oh, by the way, I read your book entitled It Took Nine Tailors. Give my love to the other eight.
So long, Miss Mondew.
You was in the clothing business, Kingfish?
Yes, he is, ain't he?
Well, now, there's something. You know, I'm looking for a new suit for Easter. Did you got anything here that'll fit me?
Well, there's one suit here that ain't been sold yet. Yeah, there is one.
Which one?
Which one you like?
Oh, let me get over to the rack here and get a good look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Kingfish, look at these suits is all beat up and wrinkled. They look like they had plenty of wear before.
Oh, naturally, Andy. These is English suits. And an English suit is just like a rare old piece of silver. The older it is, and the more it's been used, the more valuable it is.
Holy smoke, look at this one here. The trousers alone must be worth $1,000. Look at the seat of this thing. It's all shiny.
And that's an exclusive feature of our suits. All trousers have been pre-tested. Oh, yeah, that pair of trousers there has got what they call the good housekeeping seal of approval there.
Maybe I can try one on. You got my size?
What size you take, Andy?
46.
Well, I don't have a 46 in stock, but I got the equivalent to this.
What's that?
I got a large 36. Take your coat off, Andy. Let's squeeze this on you here.
Okay.
This is a great suit, Andy. Look at that. Great condition. A lot of mileage left in that suit. Yeah, push it on there, Andy. Now, push on. Keep going. There you are. How do you feel, Andy? Nice fit, Andy.
It's choking me. Under the arm.
We're all a little loose up in August when you take off your heavy underwear.
Wait a minute, King. Look here. What kind of suit is this, anyhow?
Well, Andy, that's what we call the three-button model.
I don't see no buttons on there.
Yeah, I got two on one sleeve and one on the other. There.
Yeah, but there ain't none on the front.
Well, they're supposed to be.
Then what are these buttonholes for?
That's so you don't tear the cloth when you clam together with a safety pin. The buttonholes are trapped over for the morph, too.
Go ahead.
I tell you, Andy, this suit has really got some great features.
Yes.
Look at that at the bottom of the coat there. It's got a nice slit in the back there. That's what they call a vent. See that?
Hey, I was just looking. Got a vent under each arm, too.
Andy, that's the latest thing. Them upper vents is the ones that give you the cross ventilation, you see.
Well, tell me this. How much you asking for this suit, Kingfish?
Well, since I was out of the high rent district and since I don't gift wrap, since I know you've got $50 in your pocket, I'll make it $50.
Yeah. Well, see you again, Kingfish. I was thinking if it was under a dollar, I might buy it.
Oh, man. Now I ain't got no money to take Uncle Frank's sight. What in the world? Hello?
Hello, George. This is your Uncle Frank.
Oh, hello, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, just come into town. I won't be able to come up to the house today. Got too much business to attend to.
Oh, that's great. I mean, too bad.
No, but I'm staying over till tomorrow, and I'll be over at 1:30 to see your wife and the baby.
Now, Uncle, I want to take a sightseeing.
No, I ain't interested, George. All I want to see is that little baby. You know, George, I've always said that a baby in the home is just like a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Uncle, I was afraid that the weather tomorrow is going to be a little on the cloudy side. Coming over here in about an hour expecting to see the baby. What is that going to do? Well, here comes Shorty the boy. Hello there, Shorty.
Well, but don't go. Imagine, see, I had a cake,
Say,
Hey, Shorty, I really got a problem here today. My rich uncle is coming over here in about an hour, and I told him that me and Sapphire's got a baby.
Well, congratulations.
No. I just told him we had a baby to get some money out of him.
Mm.
When he finds out I done made up the story, he gonna cut me out of his will. I sure wish there was some way that I could get a baby for a few days to do something.
Yeah, well, you see, you can't. Say, here's an idea, King Clay. Me, you know, Amos and Ruby is going marching to Easter Parade this afternoon.
Yeah, I know they is. Yeah, my wife Sapphire is going with them, too.
Yeah, well, then that makes it perfect, then. You see, because Andy, this new girl, Gertrude, is going to mind Amos's new baby, Amos Andrew, while her parents marches in the parade. So Andy told me that they're going to take the baby for a walk in Central Park. That's what he said.
Yeah, wait a minute here now. Andy's girl, Gertrude... Yeah, that's it, Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's girl, Gertrude, and Amos Andra. That's great. That's a ready-made family for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call a man and have him with his girl, Gertrude, and Amos Andra just drop by my house here just before my uncle comes.
Yeah.
I can introduce Gertrude as my wife and little Amos and Andra as my baby. Oh, Shorty, you was a great help to me.
Oh, well, I tell you, when it comes to an emergency, what'd I do?
Solve my problem for me. Well, so long, Shorty.
Yeah, before I go, I'd like to wish you a very happy Easter. May the bunny rabbit bring you all kinds of. I hope you have the best Easter. The best Easter Eve. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Shorty,
Merry
Christmas to
Kingfish, I got little Amos Andrew right here in the baby carriage.
We'll lure it up here by the front steps now. Well, I sure hope this plan works. Yeah, that's it, huh? Well, baby, happy. Look at Amos Andrew. Happy and bright. She is happy and bright enough to pull this thing off.
Yeah,
she'll play her part well.
And Kingfish, this is my girlfriend, Gertrude, that's going to act as your wife.
Oh, Mr. Stevens.
I think we're in trouble here.
You ain't got to worry about Gertrude here, because she's one of the smartest gals I ever known. Ain't you, honey?
Oh, fiddlesticks.
See, she's always saying clever things like that.
Look, now, we ain't got much time. Now, I done told my uncle to meet, we meet him right here in front of the house.
Yeah.
And all we got to do is convince him that you, Gertrude, is my wife, Sapphire, and that this here, Amos Andrew, and the baby carriage is my baby.
Yeah, well, that ought to be easy enough.
Well, now, listen, Andy, you might as well go on over to the park and wait for about a half an hour and then come back. My uncle say he won't have much time. He won't be able to hang around here too long.
Okay, well, so long, folks.
I'll be waiting for you on the front steps, dumpling head.
We'll see you later. Now, remember, Gertrude, when my uncle comes, you is my wife's apple.
I understand. I'll do the best I can.
Yeah, well, now, it ain't going to be no problem. Say, wait a minute. Yeah, here come Uncle Frank now. Be careful now. Wait a minute. Well, hello there, Uncle Frank. Welcome to our happy little family circle.
Well, hello, George.
Yeah, how are you, Jungle?
And I suppose this charming girl is your wife, Sapphire.
Yeah, that's right. Sapphire, dear mother, my child sleeping in the buggy here. This is my Uncle Frank I was telling you about.
Well, I'm glad to know you, dear.
Yeah, me too. And the Uncle of George's is an uncle of mine.
Well, thank you, Sapphire. And this is the baby. You know, Sapphire, George never told me whether the baby was a boy or a girl.
Come to think of it, George, you never told me either.
I see you as mad to a woman with a sense of humor.
Oh, yes, always kidding. Well, it's a girl, Uncle.
She certainly is cute. Hello there, honey. Tell me, sweetheart, whose little baby are you?
Don't answer that. I mean,
Oh, she's crying. And look in her mouth. She's got no teeth. I wonder what's wrong with her.
Well, I don't like to interfere, George, but I think she might be hungry.
Look, honey, why don't you go up to the apartment and get the baby something to eat?
All right, George. Which one is our apartment?
You mean, do you even know what apartment you live in?
Uncle Frank, excuse me. Could I speak to you confidential? Step over to the curbstone here with me, will you, please? I want to talk to you privately.
What is it, George?
Uncle, I think you have discovered the one flaw in my sweet little wife's personality. She's stupid as a mule.
Well, then how could you have such a clever baby, boy?
Well, it's the old law of the jungle, the theory of evolution. The offspring always springs higher than what it springs off of. Then. See, Uncle, not only that, but Einstein proved that with his relatives, you see.
Well, son, you know your wife better than I do. But the important thing is that she seems to be a good mother and devoted to the baby.
Oh, she's a wonderful girl, huh?
Well, George, I've got to be going. I've got to get back to the hotel and pack. My train leaves in 2 hours.
Yeah, well, must you leave so soon?
Yes, I must. But on the way back to the hotel, I'm going to stop at the store and get him to send you over a toy for your baby.
Good.
Well, this is goodbye, George. Goodbye, Sapphire. I say goodbye, Sapphire.
Sapphire! Hey, you by the baby carriage. Yeah, say goodbye.
Oh, well, goodbye, Uncle George.
No, I'm George.
Oh, yes, goodbye, Uncle Frank.
Goodbye. And I just want to say one thing before I go, George. Seeing your little family this way will certainly make a difference in my will that you be very happy about.
Oh, thank you, George. Uncle, and don't forget, let us hear from you or your lawyer real soon. The folks will be back from the Easter parade pretty soon. That stunt I pulled on Uncle Frank really worked like a charm.
Kingfish, open up. Open up.
Yeah, well, I'll come in. Andy, what are you doing with that big knot on your head there?
Well, I come back from the park a few minutes ago, and me and Gertrude were sitting on your front step spooching a bit. Some fella come up with a big Easter bunny in his arm.
Yeah, go on.
Well, he sees me with my arm around Gertrude kissing her. He dropped the bunny and started hitting me over the head with his cane and called me a homewrecker.
Do you mean that was Uncle Frank?
Yeah, that's what Gertrude told me.
Holy smokes. He must have decided to bring the toy back yourself, and he thought you was kissing my wife.
Yeah, and he say he never want to see you or her again.
Oh, me. That means that I is out of the will forever. Andy, I wonder if you realize what you just done.
What did I done?
You just smooched me out of a small fortune. That's what you done.
New 1950 Rinso is here. It's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's a year ahead. 1950 Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Mr. Carpenter, my 1950 Rinso wash is really beautiful. The white clothes are whiter than new. And all my pretty colored washables are even brighter than brand new.
It's because of the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso. 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than any other soap.
And yet Rinso is so kind to my hands. And I know it's so safe for all my wash.
Ladies, tomorrow be sure you've got the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso. And now back to Amos and Andy.
Coming up to your house here on Easter Sunday, but I gotta have your advice on something very important.
Well, what's the trouble, Kingfish?
Well, I want you to listen carefully to this and get all the facts. Now, I told an uncle of mine that he and Sapphire had a baby so I could get some money out of it. Well, he wanted to see my wife and the baby. So I introduced Andy's girl, Gertrude, to my uncle, at Sapphire, and my uncle caught Andy kissing Andy's girl, and he thought it was Sapphire. You follow me now?
Oh, certainly. There's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
When did your uncle have this baby?
I told my uncle that we had a baby and that I did not want him to see to meet my wife Sapphire.
And I don't blame you. That'd be a shock for anybody.
The important thing is that I got a good-looking girl by the name of Gertrude. She's really good-looking. I got her to pose, and Sapphire,
for my uncle. So and the uncle saw Andy on the front step, kissing and smooching with this girl, Gertrude. Oh, they was going at it hot and heavy. Now, is there any questions so far?
Yeah.
How was that?
Do you have Gertrude's telephone number?
Well, the main thing is that I need some good advice to tell my uncle why Andy was kissing my wife.
Wait a minute. If Andy was your wife's brother, that might explain it.
A brother? I'll tell him. I'll tell him that the man he beat over the head was my wife's brother. Yeah, I can tell my uncle that the family is naturally affectionate. And yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, I'll hold water.
Yeah, I'll go do that.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I come from an affectionate family myself.
Sure enough.
Well, my older brother was always doing nice things for me.
Mm-hmm.
He even sent me money all the time I was in law school.
Oh, he must have done a lot for you, Stonewall.
Oh, he was wonderful to me. One day I inherited $10,000 in cash. My brother was out of a job, and he come to me and he say, Stonewall, I know out of appreciation for all I've done for you, you gonna split that money with me, ain't you?
What'd you say to him, Stonewall?
Oh, man, no.
So that's the story, Uncle Frank, and I brung Andy up here just to prove it to you.
You mean to say this man, Andrew here, that I saw on the front step with his arm around your wife is actually her brother?
Yeah, certainly he is. Ain't that right there, brother-in-law Andy?
Oh, sure. Me and her ain't only brother and sister, but we got the same mom and papa, too.
Yeah. That makes them totally
related. Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you, I was my sister's brother.
Well, I must say, when I saw you two, you were acting awfully affectionate. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, well, you see, Uncle Frank, that happened to be your family tree. There's a kissingest family in town. Oh, back there at home is always that way, wasn't it, Andy?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the mama was kissing the papa was kissing the kids. Everybody kissing everybody else.
Oh, yeah, during the holidays when all the relatives come home, sometimes I'd go for 7 or 8 days without unpuckering.
Still puzzles me is that if Sapphire is your sister, why didn't you say something about it when I was hitting you over the head with a cane?
Well, I didn't want to stop kissing her.
Well, George, I guess I got the wrong impression about the whole thing. But you see, I don't have no use for people that don't take the marriage seriously.
Oh, that's all right, Uncle. You don't have to apologize.
Well, now, look, I'm taking the 705 train back home. I got some business calls to make, and I got to get packed. So this is goodbye.
You mean that you're going?
It certainly was wonderful meeting you and your lovely family. Mm-hmm. And it was nice meeting an affectionate man like you, too, Andy.
Oh, well, thank you, Uncle. Thank you. Can I ask you one question before you go?
Yeah, what's that, Andy?
Would you kiss me goodbye?
Did your uncle have a good time while he was here in New York, Kingfish?
Oh, yes, he did, Amos.
Oh, yeah, the Kingfish really took care of his uncle all right, Amos.
Oh, yes, Amos, and from the hints that he dropped about his will, he gonna take good care of me, too. I liable to be an heiress.
Did your uncle leave yet, Kingfish?
Yes, he left about an hour ago, Amos. Took a 7:05.
Well, fella, before I leave, I want to thank you, Andy, for taking care of Amos Andrew this afternoon.
Oh, I was glad to do it, Amos.
Yes, Amos, I took care of it, too. And little does you know what a big help she was to me.
Well, I'm glad of it. Well, I get going, boy.
Well, I'll walk on with you, Amos. So long, King.
So long, boy. Oh, hot dog. Well, that Easter bunny certainly has been good to me. Let me open the door here.
Is that you, George?
Oh, yes, it's me, honey. Happy Easter to you.
George, come over here and sit down on this sofa with me. I want to have a talk with you.
Yeah, well, I'll sit down here. Now, wait a minute. What's the matter, honey?
Where have you been all day?
Well, honey, I've been with my uncle, and believe me, honey, we is really in solid with him now. And boy, I is in the will, and all because he thinks we are such a wonderful family.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, George. Yeah. I'm certainly glad you've done something to ensure our future.
Oh, we set now.
Well, I'll forgive you for not being with me on Easter then. Put your arm around me, George.
Oh, I love you, baby. Come in, it's open.
George, I missed my train last night. George, who is that strange woman you got your arms around?
Uncle,
don't try to tell me that she's your sister.
Oh, wait a minute.
George,
and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.